So you must be happy with that road trip.
Happy with?
The road trip.
Excuse me, you know?
Happy but not satisfied.
Okay. And you're going big tonight?
No, we're going small.
Oh.
Yeah.
With?
Mo.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll start Mo.
Have they decided, is Hibbert starting for them? Or does that not matter to you?
It doesn't matter. We both games against them at their place, and then the last one here, we were small. So we're just going to go back with what's worked for us.
Does Mo look like he's got some of his explosiveness back? Maybe he's been bothered by the knee a little bit?
Yeah, he hasn't shown any, no effects of the knee bothering him. He's been playing pretty well. He just hasn't been getting a lot of time, but he looks like he's getting back into his form. Again, we just wanted to go back to what's worked for us in the past against them. And, we were small both times with our lineups, and we'll stay with what's been working. Yeah.
Do you have any updates on Marvin's condition?
No, I haven't. I haven't spoken to the doctor or to our trainer about him. I spoke to Marvin, and he did say that his back was feeling better. He participated in some of the walkthrough this morning and getting some shots up, but definitely, he won't be back tonight. I'll probably know more after the game once I speak to the doctors. Yeah.
With Jamal, do you have to monitor his back at all now, or do you feel like he's clear of those problems he had?
I think he's clear of the problems he's had. I actually asked him about his back before the Utah game. It being a back-to-back, just to see how he felt and if the back was bothering him or was he feeling any fatigue in it. He said he felt fine. He said it felt really, really good. And I just told him, if it started bothering him, start stiffening up, start tightening up, just to let me know. And he said that he would. But I think right now he is, I think the back is feeling really good. Whatever the medication that he's taking for it, it seems to be working.
What about Joe? He was saying that he's still a little stiff, couldn't get the full extension on his shot.
Yeah, I think that's going to, I think it's just going to be like that for a little while until, he gets back into the swing of things. We're getting a lot of shots up. You get the arms strong again. I know the last couple of games, he looks like he's starting to really get into a rhythm with his shot, which is good. I can see that he's not fully extending on it. But it's not to a point to where it's totally uncomfortable for him, and it's a lot of discomfort. Looking at the last game against Utah, he really was getting into a rhythm with his shot, and what I'm encouraging him to do is just to continue to do that. And if he starts to feel any type of pain or discomfort in his in his elbow, just to let us know, and we'll pull him out. But right now, I think more than anything, it's just a matter of him just getting back into his rhythm, because he is really starting to do a lot of the other things that are really starting to really be encouraging for me, just to see that he's really taking the he's really taking the responsibility to guard some of the best players. We threw him on Monte Ellis from Golden State, and he did just a tremendous job on him. And even in Oklahoma, the game we lost, I thought he did a great job on Westbrook. I thought he did a good job on Durant. He's going to be chasing some of the smaller, quicker guys around, and he's taking that challenge. And the other thing that he's really doing a good job with is just giving up the basketball. He's showing that he's a willing passer. And that's just a little different than what he's done in the past, I guess, with all the isolation that we played the previous years. But now he is starting to be a willing passer, and he just makes our offense so much better, because now teams just can't lock in on him, because now he's giving the ball up to the other guys. I think the one game he had 11 assists. So he's starting to show an all-around game. And like I said, what that does is that just makes us a a stronger ball club, especially on the offensive end, because now teams cannot just key in on him. They have to play the other four guys on the floor.
You start with Mo on Granger or Josh? Or you
Let's see. We are starting with Mo on Dunleavy. Mo's on Deep, Joe's on Granger. That's the same matchup we had down at their place. And the last time we played them, Joe didn't play, and Marvin was guarding Granger.
Right.
So, but those positions are interchangeable with Granger and Dunleavy. You know, it'll be a different guys. You know, defending definitely defending Granger just to give him a different feel, a different look.
With Damian back under contract, and you go with a smaller, quicker lineup, does that mean that you may see him a little bit tonight, or is that a flow thing?
Yeah, no, it's definitely you may see him tonight. You know, he was brought on board specifically to defend some of the bigger twos and some of the bigger threes, some of the stronger twos and some of the stronger threes. You know, those guys that are what I call prolific scorers. You know, that's what they're in the game to do. We need a guy with that type size, with that type mentality to guard those guys. And when we brought him on board, you know, when I sat him down, I told him, you know, you're here to defend. And when we play against teams that, you know, have players like Granger, players like LeBron, players like Paul Pierce, some of the bigger twos and threes, stronger twos and threes, we're definitely going to put him, you know, put him in the game and let him chase some guys around. So, you know, not saying that he's going to go in and shut them down, but what he does do a good job, but he makes them work for it. You know, if they get it, they have to earn it. And that's you know, that's something that when I spoke with Rick, when we were talking about bringing in a two or a three, specifically, we wanted to bring in a guy who had a defensive mentality right off the bat, and he certainly he fits that bill. So he'll probably get some run tonight. I'll probably throw him in the fire.
From a coach's standpoint, I know it's kind of a delicate question because it was a business decision.
Right.
But is it kind of a relief to you to have, because he's played very well for you when you've used him.
It is definitely a relief because, again, the type of player that I was looking for, he fit the mold. And I didn't want to really go out and start searching and having to bring somebody else in and then bring another person in. Now you got to start over and teaching them the offense, teaching them your defense, your coverages, you know, all that. So when we made the decision to bring him back, that was definitely a relief because he's already familiar with what we do. You know, he knows the guys know him. You know, the guys, they really like him. I mean, just because he is what he is. He's not, what he does is not pretty, is not flashy, but he's just a hard nose and he works his tail off. And we respect that. I know I respect it as a coach, and I can tell the players, they really respect that. So it was definitely a relief that we did, we did get him back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.